Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korea's ruling party chief Hong Dong-hoon said on Saturday the party and President Yoon Suk-yeol will work together to seek an orderly path to an early departure from office. The impeachment vote of South Korea's president over his short-lived imposition of martial law failed Saturday after the ruling party largely boycotted the vote. The session was thus dissolved as the vote didn't take place. I declare that the vote on president's impeachment has not been established. Thousands of protesters massed in the streets leading to South Korea's National Assembly late on Saturday, with many opposition supporters calling the ruling party lawmakers collaborators. Yoon shocked the nation late on Tuesday when he gave the military sweeping emergency powers to root out what he called quote-unquote anti-state forces and overcome obstructionist political opponents. Iranian, Russian, and Turkish foreign ministers met in Doha on Saturday as part of the Astana process, established to seek a political solution to the 13-year-old Syrian conflict. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his Iranian and Turkish counterparts had agreed there should be an immediate end to the fighting. Since the rebels' sweep into Aleppo a week ago, government defenses have crumbled across the country at dizzying speed as insurgents seized a string of major cities and rose up in places where the rebellion had long seemed over. Human rights lawyer Anwar al-Bouni claims he isn't surprised at all by what's happening in his birth country. I was hoping that this time would come, he says. The Syrian army has withdrawn from much of southern Syria, leaving more areas of the country, including two provincial capitals, under the control of opposition fighters. Syrian rebels entered the key city of Homs from the north and east on Saturday. U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein said during the Doha forum on Saturday that the situation in Syria is creating a new weakness for Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, as it was making it more difficult for Iran to get weapons in, as Iran appears to be pulling out of Syria. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump is in Paris on his